I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Political decisions have the potential to incite protests and reveal deep rifts of opinion. One such decision in the United States is more than a potential disagreement. It's an opportunity to pray. Plus, churches are planning great things for a small region of Michigan next summer, and everyone's invited to be part of it. We'll explain that in a few moments, but we're going to begin today with a heated topic. Thousands of people protected under DACA could be deported starting March of 2018. But what exactly is DACA? InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Greg Howe explains.
DACA is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And this is a program created under the Obama administration by executive order, which permits children who were brought to the United States as minors by their parents and were undocumented to essentially have a waiver on any attempt to remove them from the United States.
Now, once recipients meet the DACA requirements, they're afforded the chance to attend college, work legally, and build a better future. But all of that's about to change.
Pray directly for DACA recipients. Regardless of how you feel about whether DACA should continue or not, I think it's always right for the church to pray for people who are undergoing stress, anxiety, and fear, and that people experiencing that would encounter the love and the comfort that Jesus provides. I also think it would be appropriate to pray for members of Congress to act on a legislative solution in ways that both recognize our desire to be a compassionate people as well as a people who do believe that the rule of law applies to everyone.
Next, in countries where shame is used as a tool to change people's behavior, the love of Christ can have a powerful effect. That's what Dr. Mike Ansari says is the mission behind Moabit TV, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Farsi-speaking people.
It is a partnership of many ministries, over 80 ministries coming together to create a platform where we reach out with the message of gospel, a non-threatening, non-political message of the love of Father through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Ansari says people are turning from Islam to find a new spiritual truth in different religions. Though the government is going to great lengths to eradicate Iran of any Christian influence, the church is growing faster than ever before.
We hear a lot of negative news about Iran, about what is going on in the country of Iran. But we wanted to go ahead and focus on the positive. God is alive. The Spirit of God is moving in Iran. The church is growing in Iran. World Mission in 2016 announced that the underground church in Iran is among one of the fastest growing churches in the entire world. So it is a good news that needs to be celebrated.
Pray that God would continue to bless their ministry, and you can find other ways to get involved at our website. And yesterday morning, dozens of Christian leaders met together and prayed for church unity in West Michigan. Now, this part of the United States falls into what's known as the Bible Belt, and it's often described as having a church on every corner. But Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan, says maybe this area isn't as saturated with the gospel as we might assume.
I think we look like that on the outside, but I think we're over-churched and under-saved, if you want to be honest about it. And, you know, West Michigan has a lot of wealth here, but there's a spiritual poverty.
Physical poverty also exists in many of the neighborhoods, and that's what makes this area a great candidate for CityFest. It's a global cooperative effort with the Luis Palau Association to serve and transform communities one city at a time. Stoll explains.
They're coming into West Michigan and into the corridor between Holland and Grand Rapids to enable us and to work with us and coming together as the body of Christ and bringing the good news of Jesus Christ into the hearts and lives of so many who are yet waiting to hear Him, and also to bring the love of Christ into neighborhoods that are broken and in desperate need of help.
Events begin next summer, culminating with a big festival September 8th and 9th. Pray for unity as hundreds of churches begin preparations now. If you'd like to join the global movement, get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives that have been transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.